Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You heard that correctly. I would happen to be JR. That's also correct. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. You could be here in the South with me. You could be in the North with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You could be out in Colorado with Deion Sanders. Be out on the West Coast. Shout out to everybody listening in San Diego, Hawaii, Vancouver. What's up, Toronto? Minneapolis, Chicago, Texas. What's up, Texas? Everybody in Texas. I'm going to be here with you for 2 more hours. If you've been hanging out for the past 2, great. If you just tuned in, that's great, too. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, and you can hit rewind. I'm here every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. That means... And this is weird. This is always weird. I don't know if people get too drunk over the weekend or what. People hit me up over the weekend and go, where are you? And I'm like, minding my business? Like, where you think I am? I'm a human being. I can't sit on a radio 24/7. I can't be here every day and every night. I got to do things too. Like, mind my business. But I'm here right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about a few things already. I told you there's no baseball until Sunday. And Sunday we'll have Texas and Houston. We talked about Deion Sanders. He's playing a game right now. Colorado smacking Stanford 29-0. Deion wasn't happy that they got to play a game this late. A matter of fact, let's listen to Deion. This is from earlier this week. Deion Sanders basically said, man, we got to start a game at 8 Mountain Time? That's 10 p.m. Eastern. He's like, people asleep. Who's trying to watch? Listen to what Deion said.
What are we supposed to do with the kids all day until 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Wait till we're on the road.
What are we supposed to do all day until 8 o'clock? So what are you supposed to do in the hotel? Yep. What you supposed to do all day?
Watching football.
Who's playing on Friday? That's the dumbest thing ever.
I know. It's those fellas over the television side.
Stupidest thing ever invented in life. Who wants to stay up to 8 o'clock for a darn game?
You wait till we do
it. What about the West Coast?
Yes.
I mean, the East Coast. Do they even care about ratings or anybody watching it?
People won't fall asleep. That's just a fact. I mean, I'm awake, you're awake, people are listening. I mean, but there's some other folks, they ain't going to bother watching. And that's the reality, man. I get it. So we got no baseball. We got Deion Sanders playing a late-night game that he's beaten Stanford up in. Andrew Luck is watching the game in person, so that's nice. Maybe he could help Stanford. I have no idea. Oh, we talked about James Harden. He said his relationship with the Philadelphia 76ers can't be repaired. He said it's like a marriage. There's no going back, even though people go back in their marriages now. People get divorced. They get married again. They find another's husband or wife or spouse. Listen to James Harden compare his situation to a broken marriage.
This is not even about this situation. This isn't life. Like, when you lose trust in someone, you know what I mean? It's like a marriage. Like, you lose trust in someone, it's like hot. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's pretty simple.
No, not really. I've never been married, and that sounds like a lie. Does it make it difficult? Yes, yes. Breaking of trust in any relationship makes it difficult, but it doesn't make it impossible. Because James Harden's been around too many strippers. I'm just saying. Never been married, too many strippers. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm just disappointed in this sports weekend. I guess we've had too many good sports weekends that this one is not going to live up to it. I know we got some great college games on Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. USC, Notre Dame. I'm disappointed. This is not a big by any stretch. This is not a big NFL Sunday. If you got a family, if you got something to do, then go outside and do that. So, for instance, how about this? Not that I thought this was going to be like the Super Bowl preview, but the Browns and the 49ers. 49ers are undefeated, just wiping everybody out. They're going to take on the Browns. And there's no Deshaun Watson. This man is still dealing with a busted up shoulder. He ain't playing the last game against the Ravens. Dorian Thompson Robinson went out there. He threw 3 interceptions. And so what am I supposed to expect here between the 49ers and the Browns? I can tell you what I expect. I expect a beatdown. There's no winning here. And so Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns, you know, earlier he was asked about Deshaun Watson, like, what's the deal with him? Listen to this.
Kevin, is Deshaun able to do any talk this week?
As part of his rehab, yes.
Do you have an idea if he could stretch beyond this week?
As you know, trying to every day treat it day to day, treat the injury day to day. He's making progress. He's working very, very hard, but just wasn't ready to, you know, get to the level where he could practice and you know, be effective just yet, but he's making progress.
Do you think he'll be able to practice next week?
Again, I'm going to treat it day to day. So when we get to next week, we'll see.
Is he more week to week than day to day at this point, considering it's been almost 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that. Obviously, for me and us, we have to just treat it each day.
Man, this is why sometimes these coaches want to slap the reporters. He's day to day. Is he going to be day to day next week? Man, I should step off this stage and smack you right now. Did you just hear what I said? 49ers are going to blast the Browns, man. It's going to be ugly. Meanwhile, if you thought you were going to get a good game on Sunday Night Football, the odds are low on that, unless the New York Giants defense and Tyrod Taylor shocked the Buffalo Bills now that they're back in America. New York Giants just got beat up by the Dolphins. Buffalo just got beat up going to London. They went to London to get smashed and then come back home. And now, speaking of being smashed, I told you Tyrod Taylor is going to play for the New York Giants because Daniel Jones, his neck is busted up. He's been sacked 28 times. Like, damn, the man's body can't take any more punishment. So we got New York and Buffalo. New Jersey and Buffalo, I should say. And so Brian Daboll, head coach of the New York Giants, he said, yeah, Daniel Jones is feeling better, but it's a neck. The man ain't going to play.
He won't make the game. He'll be out.
How's he feeling?
I think he's getting better, but not good enough to play for this game.
Oh, neck injuries or something, man. Oof. Can't imagine. He's getting $40 million for his neck to hurt, so maybe it doesn't hurt as much. I told you about Buffalo. That's Sunday Night Football. Find something better to do on Sunday. The team that also just came back from London, they might as well just stay out there all year long. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to take on the Indianapolis Colts. And guess why this game ain't interesting? Well, maybe it is a little bit, right? They're both 3-2. Whoever wins this game is going to be primed to go out there and be tops in the AFC South. And so, yeah, this interesting things here for this game, except for there's no Anthony Richardson. This guy's going to be out a month to 2 months dealing with that sprained shoulder. They may have to cut him open, or he may only have to do rehab. Either way, Gardner Minshew is going to be the dude out there. I know. Tell me how exciting it is to see Gardner Minshew. People can't wait. And so Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if he came back with an accent, but he said, yeah, this is a big game. We can be on the top. Listen to Trevor Lawrence.
Big week. I mean, anytime you play a division opponent, for us, we understand the importance of it. Obviously, they do too. There's no secrets. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. And just to continue to go the way we want to go this season, this is the next step.
Yeah, well, he was only in London for 10 days, so he didn't come back with an accent. Congratulations to Jacksonville. They went out to London, spent more than a week there, basically about a week and a half. They beat Atlanta. Buffalo showed up, tired as hell, looking at Jacksonville in the face. At this point, they might as well be citizens, and they beat them. And so I think Buffalo coming off of that loss, I think they're going to smack the Giants. These games, I told you, they're not interesting. And then we got New England versus Las Vegas. Belichick? McDaniels? Like, who's excited about this? New England is pitiful. They can barely score 10 points a game, and the Raiders haven't gone past scoring 20 points in their last six games. Jimmy Garoppolo leads the world in interceptions this season at 7. The Patriots just lost to the Saints 34-0. Before that, Dallas smoked them 38-3. What's to be excited about when it comes to this game? This is Bill Belichick, man. He's just wild. Listen to Belichick.
You know, pretty much like every game. You know, you go through the corrections, go through the things that the mistakes that we made, things that we did well, try to emphasize the things that were good and try to correct the things that we need to do better.
There is nothing good about the New England Patriots here. Nothing. Not a damn thing good. People are talking about firing Bill Belichick. What's good? And so when I look through all of the games on Sunday, what am I excited about? Seattle and Cincinnati could or should be a good one, right? Cincinnati can put up points. That'll be a good game. Carolina and Miami, no thank you. Miami's going to outscore them a lot to a little. Minnesota and Chicago, 2-1-4 teams, no thank you. I'll look at the stat sheet just to see whether or not Fields went out there and maybe in total garnered or put out 4 touchdowns. I'll see. New Orleans and Houston, no thanks. Detroit, Tampa Bay, that should be a fun one. It's just these games are not inspiring on Sunday. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Miami. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive.
You're in Miami now, huh?
Yeah. I just,
this is like the Twilight Zone. How's vacation?
Jet setter. Hey, I got to ask you, my friend, Mr. Agents of Inclusion.
3 off.
I was going to ask about any upsets, but you're right. That doesn't look good.
Watch Buffalo lose to New York. Watch that be the upset, right?
Oh, God, no. Please, don't say
I'll
that.
I'll be asleep.
You talked about the Lions. Do they mirror each other, the Lions versus Tampa Bay? Can my Lions beat Tampa Bay?
Oh, absolutely.
They had like 10 days off. They're rested. We're going into hostile territory.
I get it. Jared Goff was jettisoned out to the Lions from L.A. because of turnovers, something that he cut down on, and he looks to be back to being a Pro Bowl caliber QB. I can't say the same for Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's performing well, but he doesn't have oh my God, I'm going to go back to, playoff level or even Super Bowl level. He's just, He's just Baker Mayfield. He's middle of the road at this point, and ain't nobody thinking about Tampa.
Very good, my friend. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Everybody go for your dreams.
All right. Hey, travel safe, Greg, okay?
You betcha.
All right, shout-outs to Greg calling for my – this man is in Michigan, and he calls me. I love him. He listens. He calls. I love him. He's in Miami now. Greg from Miami. What? It's Greg from Michigan, but I'm in Miami. Great. And he's still listening. In Miami, he's on vacation. He's listening to me. Shep, does that defeat the purpose?
Not really. Still listening.
What time is it?
12:15 a.m. Eastern Time, which means 2 hours too late to be watching Deion Sanders.
It's midnight in Miami. He's visiting Miami from Detroit or Michigan. And he's listening to me. Why is he not outside somewhere, right?
He could be outside listening to you.
He took a break?
He could just be outside listening to you. I mean, many people believe that listening to you is as good a party as ever in Miami. Let's be real. And
oh, come on. That's not true.
He may be secretly interviewing for that Miami, Florida Hurricanes coaching job based off that egregious. Yep. Yep. Deciding to run the football.
You think Greg wants to coach football?
He'd be better and a significant upgrade than Mario Cristobal, that's for damn sure.
Hey, Greg, if you're listening, man, go get that job, bro.
Yes.
Alan is here from Toronto. He's actually in Toronto physically. What's up, Alan?
Yes, sir. Jacoby Myers, he's in Las Vegas now. Do you remember last year, December the 18th, 2002? Have you ever seen anything as ridiculous as that in your entire life? An ill-conceived lateral, and Chandler Jones returned it for a touchdown. Las Vegas 30, New England 24, and it was the most bizarre ending I've ever seen. And it dropped to New England to 7-7. So it's Josh McDaniels. He's going to try and haunt him again. He haunted him last year, and he's going to try and haunt him again this year, too. It's probably going to be a very dull game. You know, it's over-under, take the under, I guess. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's no...
It's probably going to be a very dull game, but I'm looking forward to it just for Jacoby Myers to see what he does this time.
What happened, Alan? What happened?
Yeah, it's... I'm
looking. I didn't know if you were done.
Yeah, I'm done. It's... Okay. And Draymore Stevenson pitched the ball back. So it was just. Have you seen anything more ridiculous in your life?
Never.
Something like that.
Never.
I was the. I saw the. I saw 1978, the miracle at Meadowlands. So that was even more ridiculous. But you weren't alive.
Wait. You went out there on purpose?
No. I saw it on TV.
Okay. I was like, who wants to go over there? I mean, that whole area stinks. Well, anyway.
Yeah, well, there's a racetrack there, and there's a hockey rink there. It's a nice
racetrack
area.
The racetrack is second rate. There's a what over there, hockey?
Yeah, Brendan Byrne Arena. It was called Brendan Byrne Arena.
Oh,
I don't know what it's
that
called
dump,
now.
That thing doesn't even – I don't even think it's open anymore.
It's
New York,
not.
The metropolitan area in New York City, that must have like 4 or 5 arenas, man. Like, that's stupid. There's the Barclays Center. There's Madison Square Garden. There's the Prudential Center. So that's 3. The one in Shep, what is it? What's that new UBS? In the Islanders play
UBS.
At UBS?
That's right, 4. That's right beside the racetrack.
Yeah, that's 4. Man, it's too many arenas, man. And then you got whatever dump you just mentioned out in New Jersey. It's too many.
And then there's Long Island, too.
No, that's what
County
I'm saying.
Coliseum.
UBS. Yeah. That's out in Hempstead.
And that's going to be torn down. There's a hotel right beside
there. No, not tearing down. No, it's the new one. Well, thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to New England and Las Vegas on Sunday?
No, I'm not. I'm not even going to watch. I'll look at the score. Hey, listen, speaking of an arena, Alan, I'm going to be at Barclays. I'm going to be watching the finest basketball players in the world, women's basketball players. I'm going to watch the New York Liberty and the Aces. So that's where I'm going to be, Alan. No, I ain't watching Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it's nearly right near the Brooklyn Bridge, isn't it? I want to go over the Brooklyn Bridge. I hear it's really something.
It's about a 25-minute walk. Yeah, maybe 30.
So, Alan, if you go over the Brooklyn Bridge, just know you got to be on guard at all times because people are taking pictures left and right, and they are not looking in any direction. So you're going to have elbows flailing away at you. You're going to have people on rollerblades. You're going to have people on bicycles. So just be on alert at all times. Will you do that for us?
Sure, yeah. What about the Verrazano's
narrow bridge? No, you don't walk. Well, stop. No, let's do something real fast. There's no reason to walk across the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, okay? People do that for the marathon. Yes. Ain't nobody walking that bridge, okay? You don't go to Staten Island anyway. Don't go to Staten Island. There's nothing there for you.
No, and there's nothing in Fort Lee either. It's across the Washington Bridge.
In New Jersey? Yeah, there's not. Let me ask, here's a better question. You live in Toronto. Why the hell do you want to go to New York for?
Yeah, I love Times Square. I'm a big city guy. I just love,
What's in Times Square that you love?
It's 42nd Street. It's fantastic.
Well, I know where it is, but what is there that you like?
Thousands of people around. You don't have to go there New Year's Eve because every night is like New Year's Eve there. It's like the Strip in Las Vegas. Every night is like New Year's Eve.
You're the only person that likes Times Square, Alan. You and the Naked Cowboy. Maybe he can give you his job.
Yeah, I know. So,
okay. I don't seem enthusiastic. All right, safe travels. When you going to New York?
Going to go there sometime in the fall. I want to go to East Rutherford.
Next year?
No, sometime in November or December, I'm going to go to New York.
Oh, of this year?
Of this year, yeah.
All right. Well, have fun, man. Be safe, all right?
Yeah. I'll do my best. Alan. I won't get into any trouble. You know.
Yeah, stay away. Stay out the subway. All right. Thank you, Alan. Talk soon.
Yeah, talk soon. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Does that man know how to handle himself, Shep? Is Alan going to make
it? You know, he is... I don't mean to sound hulky or corny when I say this.
Right.
I don't know how old he is.
He carries a blade.
Does he really?
I don't know. It sounds like it.
He is such a... He just sounds like... And I'm being a little corny here, but I admit that. He sounds like such a sweet human being. He's so, like, pure in what he talks about, and he's just a stand-up guy. New Yorkers are going to spot that a mile away.
That's why he has a blade.
Right. So
I wouldn't step to Allen. He's going to cut you.
Well, the thing is, he's got a blade, but New Yorkers, quote-unquote, have an AR-15. So
nobody got an AR.
Well, I'm saying that metaphorically.
In New Jersey, not in New York. Hey, let's get out of this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, update you on some calls. And you know what? Hey, here's a game that you might want to see. It's a team that plays in New Jersey. There's AR-15s out there. I'll tell you what team it is on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, congratulations to Stanford. They actually scored a touchdown. The score right now, 29-6. Maybe they'll do something. You know, before we went to break, we talked about these NFL games on Sunday. Not the most inspiring. Of course, we'll have an upset or two and, oh, my God, I never saw that coming. We'll get all of that. But before we went to break, we had our caller, frequent caller, Alan from Toronto. He's just like, hey, I'm going to be in New York at some point before the year is up. And he started talking about the New Jersey side of New York, which sounds crazy to say, but it's a burb. He's like, man, it's Meadowlands and Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium, whatever the hell they call it. Well, this upcoming Sunday, The Philadelphia Eagles are going to be at MetLife Stadium to take on the New York Jets. And the New York Jets, if you wanted to see a team just probably get smacked again, here they go. The New York Jets just beat the Denver Broncos. Philadelphia had a, you know, a tough second half against the Los Angeles Rams. They still won. And Philadelphia is undefeated. It's expected that they should at least compete to get back to a Super Bowl, maybe go right back to the NFC title game. And the expectations for the New York Jets, there are none. It's just to see what every week sounds like when Aaron Rodgers decides to sit down with Pat McAfee. And so Rob Saleh, he pretty much said, yeah, the Eagles, this is going to be a tough one.
They've got playmakers all over the place, you know, just their offense. They've, you know, they're it's as talented a group as I've seen in a long time, their offensive line especially. A lot of respect for Jeff Stoutland and the way he coaches that group. They're incredibly smart, they're violent, and they're so tied to one. I mean, I think it's like 6 years now where it's been the same five.
Yeah, I should be embarrassed, man. Instead of going to see the New York Jets play, I'm going to be at the WNBA Finals game. But to be honest, why the hell do I want to drive out to MetLife Stadium to see the Jets get smoked? Why do I want to sit in traffic to see them lose? Why do I want to go through the trouble? Just stay in Manhattan, check out the Barclays Center and call it a life. There's just no interest. The games are interesting, not for good reasons on Sunday. NFL is going to lay a dud for this week. I know that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Miami. What's up, Dave? You're on CBS Sports.
Hey, JR, what's going on, man? I have a couple things. I talked about James Harden. And load management, briefly. James Harden, he should just shut his mouth and do his job. Number two, load management is a joke. I try to tell my boss I was trying. I was like working. So what I was going to do is just call out load management, and she pretty much laughed at it. The coaches should do the same thing to these players because it's a joke.
Well,
it's a joke, man.
Well, a lot of load management, Dave, isn't necessarily kind of built or started from the players. It a lot of it originated from the organizations.
Still, they're paying these guys.
Yeah,
we pay to go see them. But here's the thing.
I'm not disputing that fact. I mean, when you're saying that the players don't want to play or this or this case, da 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 da. In a lot of cases, it's been owners and management who have paid these dudes, and they're the ones who telling them, hey, we'll sit out. They've helped set the precedent.
That's pathetic, man. That's really pathetic.
Yeah, well, that's why the NBA has now changed and implemented rules to try to get the players back out there. And that's why teams will be fined if players are, quote-unquote, resting too much. And what that criteria is, we don't know. But the NBA said they will investigate if there are too many teams that have more than one superstar sitting out. And I guess they're going to look at medical records, what have you. Maybe it's not worth it. Steve is calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, JR. How are you doing? Thanks for
Excellent.
Taking my call.
What's going on?
I was calling to talk about what you were talking about, James Harden. But first I wanted to say you know, I thought it was funny how you mentioned how, you know, you got your own life and, you know, you can't be doing this show 24/7. But, like, me as a listener, like, I just want to hear you, like, as much as you're on, your opinions about everything. Your show is great, and I really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you. You want me to do a marathon day one day?
And, yeah, I mean, they should be paying you for 18 hours. You come on to six.
Oh, my God. What? How can I pull a forget 18? What do I need to do 24/7? Do I need like coffee? Like, how do I do that?
No, I mean, I was thinking about it. I just figure like you get a phone call from your people or your cousin or your mom or something. You know, you right. talk about that. I just want to hear it. You're just interesting. I like to hear the way you think about things. You put a little bit of you think about things from all perspectives.
Yeah, but I'm trying. Yeah, I understand the content perspective. I'm saying, how the hell would I stay awake doing a show for 24 hours?
Maybe not. Yeah. You couldn't do 24 hours. You know,
I could. 16. No, I could.
Maybe once or twice, but you know, you couldn't do it every day.
You've never stayed. Well, not hell. No, I'd die. You've never stayed up for 24 hours straight?
I've stayed up for, I think, about a week and a half straight one time.
No, excuse me?
Yeah, me and my best friend from high school. Wait, you were on drugs? I was not on drugs. He might have been on drugs, but I was doing it. By the end of it, it felt like you were on drugs.
Hold on a second, Steve. Oh, Shep, are we going
to
have?
So, to Steve's point,
you can't stay awake for a week.
I'm looking this up. The world record is 264 straight hours. And so that's equivalent to 11 days. And so what Steve is telling us is that basically he matched the longest time awake in the history of the world.
Well, let's talk to Steve.
I gotta get more clarity on this.
Let's talk to Steve. Steve, how did you stay up for a week and a half straight? How?
It was a challenge. If I get challenged or something, I just don't back down.
I get it. But how?
And
what did you
no
do?
Drugs. I was 100% sober. I just stayed up all night. I had the black box television. I stayed up all night, watched television, and about day 10. I fell asleep watching Carrie at about 4 in the morning, and I was just out forever.
Did you sleep for 3 days straight?
I was still in high school, so I had to get up for school and everything like that.
Bro.
But yeah.
Nah, Steve, yeah. You're different, man. No, you had to have drank
different.
Something. Like, what did you do to not fall asleep?
The only thing I ever did back then was drink beer or maybe smoke every now and again.
Oh, that's not keeping you awake, man.
I clearly didn't do any of that, but I was just staying up.
Okay.
I had the motivation. I didn't know there was any sort of world record on it, but if I knew there was, I bet you my buddy would have beat it because he was dropping acid, and I didn't even know about it.
You are a modern day mind over matter. You modern day Gandhi, Steve. Appreciate you for calling from Boston. We're gonna talk about you now, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Steve, for calling from Boston. Marco Belletti, do you believe that? Is he lying?
He's lying. Zero chance.
He's zero. He stayed up for
no chance. And worse that he's watching movies. No way.
Shep, take over, Shep.
Well, to Marco's point, I'm actually looking more thoroughly at this. The most I'm ever seeing is 1986, and the man's name is Robert McDonald. It might as well be Ronald McDonald. But Robert McDonald has the World Guinness Book World Record, 453 hours and 40 minutes in 1986. So somehow, Stephen Boston was 80% of what the world record is ever in terms of staying up. And there's no way in high school where you need more sleep than you do as a 50, 67-year-old. I'm with Marco. It's just not plausible. It's not feasible. And I got to be honest with you. Steve's a nice guy. He's lying through his teeth.
Look, I would have at least gone with it a little bit more if it was like, you know, you're on a hike and it was 12 degrees and you couldn't fall asleep and you were just trying.
Like, but he smoked and drank beer to stay awake.
But like if you sit in front of the TV, after a few hours, you're out. You don't even know you're out. You're gone. You don't even know it.
I think the longest I've stayed up is like 2 consecutive days. And that's it.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever got to the full 48 hours, but in that day too, so 40, 42 hours. And it wasn't pleasant. Like, you ever stay up for that long and you were happy about it?
You start feeling pained. You feel your body is shutting down.
Well, you get the black where, like, the walls are closing in. You get, like, almost like a tunnel vision. Yeah. You can't see straight. Like, it's not a good feeling. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable.
I've done it twice. And one time I was forced to do it, you know, just working and just on the grind of things. Like, damn, I need to sleep. And I'm like, man, I was awake and I watched the sun go down. I'm watching it come up and I'm still awake and then doing it again, to think about that for a week and a half, I'd be dead. Like, there's no, there's.
No, look, again, we've all, whatever I did, it was like a roughly around like a 36 hour span where I had to do it weekly for, I don't know, like 4 months. Every week. And I'm telling you, every week it took a little bit out of me, a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And after a while, you get to the point where your body's like screaming as much as you can, like, yeah. You know, you pass out and you sleep for like 9 or 10 hours. You wake up feeling like you got hit by a bus. Like, it's just right. Not a good feeling at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that man said he stayed awake for a week and a half. And so.
Yeah, the world record for anybody 20 and under, I'm seeing a guy's name is Randy Gardner. He back in 1965. 264 hours straight, meaning again, I believe his name was Mike?
Steve.
Steve, thank you, Marco. Steve would have set the world record for anybody 20 and under for staying up 11 days straight.
He said he did it. He didn't know it was a record.
No, because there'd be some kind of documentation. There would have been an article in the paper. Because to Marco's point, 36 hours... And literally, you pushed your body to the limit. You can't do any more than that.
Well, I mean, no, let's be fair. Like, there's not going to be a document. Nobody who's documenting me because I'm grinding. I'm working, you know, 4 jobs and I'm a dumbass. There's not going to be documentation.
If someone's staying up 10 times as long as 36 hours, well, you're going to find a way report that.
Listen, not if they're watching Carrie. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, it's not happening.
Look, there's somebody on all types of stuff right now who's been up for like 3-4 days, okay?
Right.
Like,
right.
Somebody is listening right now. They have not slept in 3 or 4 days, and that's just called living life. They doing whatever the hell they got to do, and shout out to you. I hope you get some sleep soon. Man, there's somebody listening right now tired as hell. And so to think about a guy who didn't sleep, allegedly, for a week and a half? Oh. Yeah, spare me, man. I like Steve, but damn, Steve. Steve, you got to do that as a real challenge now. You've been challenged. Stay awake for a week and a half. Do it again. And this time, document it. That's.
Yeah, I want to know which movies you're watching.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah, the movies will put you right out, man. Look, if you can sit down and watch a movie, you going to sleep, bro. That's.
You know, anyway. If he watched the Rocky franchise, that might last all 11 days.
Rocky, Star Wars, right? That might. Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
If how long would it take to watch the entire Lord of the Rings? 2 days?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I've never
watched
that before.
How many of them things they make? 10 of them or something? I don't know.
Rocky's 8.
There's 8 Rocky movies.
There's that many Lord of the Rings? I thought there was 3. Yeah. Man,
really? I don't know. I don't watch them.
Star Wars might be 8. Star Wars might be 7 or 8.
No,
Star Wars
nine.
Has how many films?
Wow.
How many Star Wars films are there?
Wow.
9. 15? The original. No. Star Wars, there's 9. There was the original 3.
Right.
Then they came out with the 3 prequels.
The
and then they came
era.
Out with the 3.
Right.
And then there's the side ones, too. But I don't know if the, does that
yeah,
count?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm counting all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Does like the Solo movies count to that and like Rogue One or whatever it was called?
Yeah, I put them in there.
By the way, right. To fill those 11 days, you can just watch the greatest 90s comedic actor in his films, Tom Hanks.
No, Chef.
Oh, come on.
No, Chef. No, not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. I've been locked into you ever since I got SiriusXM Satellite.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
What the hell is going on here? I blink. As Stanford has 19 points. Colorado was beating them 29-0 at halftime. And I just looked, and it was Stanford had 9, and now they got 19. There's a little less than 3 minutes left in the game. Deion Sanders is standing around trying to figure out how he can get his guys back on track. This is just sad. Shedeur Sanders getting sacked all over the damn place. They're eating this dude alive. Deion wants to go help his boy. Literally, it's his son. 855-212-4CBS. We got Eric from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight?
Very well, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was thinking about the topics of conversation. You know, about 3 weeks ago, all you heard on the talk shows was Zach Wilson sucks. And then he comes to the 49ers. He outplays Mahomes. They almost win the game. And then last weekend, Wilson has a good game against Denver. They win.
He did not have a good game against Denver. He did.
Well,
not.
In game manager standards, I mean, that's all they want him to be, right?
Game manager standards, that's what we're looking at? Okay, all right.
Well, that's what Brock Purdy is.
Brock Purdy is not a game manager. Brock Purdy is someone who's capable of going out and throwing 3 and 4 touchdowns in a game. Zach Wilson would be happy if he got that in 2 weeks.
Well, I'm just saying if he shows out and they actually beat Philadelphia. I mean, Eagles are only 6.5 favorites while Buffalo's a 15-point favorite. I think it's going to be a little bit closer than people think. I think the conversation would have to change about Zach Wilson.
I don't think so. He has a whole hell of a lot more to show over the rest of the season than just outplaying Patrick Mahomes in a game where Patrick Mahomes is just kind of coasting on easy street. So Zach Wilson has certainly improved. He's progressed. And every game that he plays well is going to do him good. But, man, he played better against Kansas City. He ain't played great against Denver. And if his standard of playing great is what he did last week, then, I mean, he didn't throw for a score. It was a Breece Hall game. And I expect them to be handing that ball off to Breece Hall again because they don't trust him. They don't. Don is here from Birmingham. What's up, Don?
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Good. Go ahead, man. We're up against the break.
Oh, yeah, you're good. I was just talking about my Denver Broncos, how bad they are. If you would have told me we get Russell Wilson and we win less games than we did the past 2 years, I would have been like, you know, that's not going to happen. We're at least going to go to the playoffs this year, if not next year. And it's just like, I don't know what's going on with our team.
Who do you blame more? Who needs to go first?
I don't know. I mean, I think
everybody.
Sean Payton's put us in a situation to win games, and I think it's just Russell Wilson not reading the reads right. I mean, I know he's getting rushed out of the pocket, but, I mean, his legs aren't what they used to be, and I think he's relying on that too much. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'd go as far as back saying we could probably bring out Peyton Manning and try to see if we could bring him out of retirement. Who knows?
He might be able to help out. He might be better. Anyway, we'll talk about that on the other side. I'm going to get some more of your calls, update you on some of these college games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, bring Peyton Manning back. Bring him back.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai. It's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.